I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Daniel, where would you say that you've made the most improvement from the offseason through the beginning of camp?
I think a lot of it is specific to this offense, to the scheme we're installing, and plays we're running. So I think every day you make progress with that kind of stuff as a group. Personally, you've got things you're working on, but I think collectively, as a unit, in the pass game, in the run game, you're getting on the same page. So I'd say from a chemistry standpoint, from an overall understanding of the offense, of seeing things the same way, I think that's where we've made the most progress, and that's what we'll continue to focus on.
And how comfortable are you in your mind with this offense?
I'm getting more comfortable every day, I think. We're still early in the process. We've got a lot of work to do. I think that's certainly my mindset. I think that's Coach Daboll's mindset and the whole group's mindset is we've got a lot of work to do and we're eager to do it. So I'm comfortable and continuing to work to get more comfortable.
How excited are you to take this offense out for sort of a test drive in the preseason, and how much work do you think you need in those games? You don't have a long history of playing in the preseason. What's your feeling about what you want to get out of the next couple of weeks here?
I'm excited for those opportunities. I think, like I've said, there's a lot we need to continue to work on and keep making progress on. So the preseason's an opportunity to do that in a game situation. Gives the opportunity to prepare for a game. Obviously, it's not the same level of game planning, but we'll prepare for that and go out and try to execute in a live situation. So I think that's a good opportunity for us, and I'm excited for it as well as our whole group is.
Art Stapleton.
Hey, Daniel, what's going on?
Not much. How you doing, Art?
Good. There's been a lot of talk from the receivers about, a lot more options on the routes that they're doing, and I think Dave's kind of put that a little bit to rest, the idea of it's not just freelancing at the end of routes, that there are things you guys are looking for the specific routes. For you, how much more does that, do you have to develop that rapport with the guys to know what you're seeing and making sure that you're seeing what they're seeing in terms of body language or what the defense is doing on specific routes in this offense?
I think that's important. Like Dave said, it's certainly not a freelance, type of offense or mindset. There's certain options and certain things to look for, from their standpoint and from mine as well. So, I think that, gives receivers opportunity to get open and use their creativity, use their understanding of route running to do that, to get open. So, it takes some time. It takes, the reps on the field. It takes messing it up and correcting it, in the meetings and then doing it right. And it takes, getting different looks from the defense, so you have those opportunities to talk about it, to correct things and move on. But Yeah, I think, you know, that's something we're continuing to work on through camp, and you know, that's the passing game is you know, it's about getting on the same page. It's about me understanding them understanding me, and you know, making sure we're seeing things the same way.
Thanks, Dan.
Pat Leonard.
Daniel, why do you think David Sills is playing so well, and do you and he have a particularly strong chemistry? I know you spend a lot of time together in the offseason. Do you think that pays off in times like this?
Yeah, certainly. You know, I think he's a tremendously hard worker, first and foremost. I think, you know, anyone in this building would tell you that and knows that very well. He works, you know, as hard as anyone. And he's put himself in a good position. He's put himself in a position to make a lot of plays, and he's done that. He's a smart player. He understands what the quarterback's looking for. He understands, you know, how to get open from a receiver standpoint. He's a technician, you know, when it comes to his routes. And, yeah, so he's at a high level, you know, at all those things. And you know, it's shown up on the field with how well he's played. So. You know, I think the guys in the building, the, you know, teammates, coaches, support staff, you know, I don't think people are surprised by that, watching him, you know, work day in and day out.
Thanks.
Ian O'Connor.
Daniel, you've obviously worked with a number of different coaches already in your career. Just curious if Brian Daboll's already in the process of, in your opinion, getting the best out of you, and if so, how is he going about doing that?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, going into year four, you know, I think I'm a more experienced player. I think, you know, I'm a better player than in years past. So, you know, I feel more comfortable from, you know, from that standpoint and what I'm seeing, diagnosing what I'm seeing and making decisions. And, you know, as it relates to this offense and this scheme, I think, you know, it gives the quarterback a lot of options and allows for, you know, quarterback to use what he knows and distribute the ball based on that. So, yeah, I mean, I've enjoyed working in this offense so far. And like I said, we've got a lot of work to do, but it's been fun working with Coach Daboll and his staff and working in this offense.
We have time for two more. Tom Rock.
Daniel, your first start was the game when Saquon got hurt. Since then, I don't know that you played with him while he's been 100%. What have you seen this summer, and how exciting is it to play with you know, a fairly healthy, fairly viable Saquon Barkley?
Yeah, it's been fun to watch him work. You know, he's a guy a lot like, you know, Sills, who comes in and works every day. You know, obviously training a lot together this off season and you know, how dedicated he is to, you know, making sure he's ready to roll, you know, come this time of year. So, you know, I haven't been surprised by how he's looked to start camp and you know, I'm excited to work with him. You know, he brings a lot to our offense from, you know, obviously running the ball and using him in space to make plays. So he's an explosive player. A smart player, a guy who works really hard. So, from a quarterback's perspective, that's always fun to work with.
Last one here for Daniel, Ryan Honey.
Hey, Daniel, thanks for taking my question. What can you say about Kadarius Toney's development, and what are some differences you've seen him from last year to this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think KT's done a great job. You know, coming in and you know, picking up on the offense, learning the scheme, you know, playing different positions and you know, bringing what he does well to the table. He's a dangerous guy with the ball in his hands and you know, we got to find ways to get him the ball. So, you know, he's an extremely talented player and brings a special dimension to our offense.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.